What are you so happy about?
I woke up this morning.
I was alive.
And it's Friday.
Oh, you're happy about that?
I'm happy about that.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I don't think you do.
Weekends are my only chance.
Chance? A chance for what?
Chance to relax.
Chance to really get away from it all.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Well, what? For what?
Thank God it's TGIF.
You ready?
Ready.
Showtime.
WQKX.
I actually am getting away this weekend for the first time in months. We'll talk about that later. Talk about you on Facebook and much more. It's Morgan in the Morning. The best day of my life, Friday.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Like the top of the show suggested, getaway weekend. It'll be the first time this weekend that I've gotten away since my daughter's wedding in Philadelphia back in July. This weekend, I am visiting my youngest daughter in Baltimore. We're going to hang all weekend. I am so looking forward to it. I hope you have some great plans for this weekend as well. Facebook Rewind from yesterday. Great American Smokeout. No judgment. Just wanted to know if you smoke, yes or no. Nearly 90 of you posted, love it. Everything from never to not anymore, which I liked. Amber said not anymore and listed count up calendar. Is that what you would call it? 1 year, 1 month, and 25 days. Way to go, Amber. Melissa says no. Daniel says, yes, I do. However, I don't smoke in the house. I'm very considerate. I'm very considerate of non-smokers and children. Very good, Daniel Brem. I love you, brother. Kendra says no. Kimberly says, used to, not anymore. Cindy says fell off the mail truck. I thought you fell off the wagon. Maybe, I don't know, there's an inside joke there. Heather says no. Thad Benner from Eclipse Brewing. Love you, brother. He says cigarettes killed my mother. So that's a big hell no. Way to go, Thad. Joyce says yes. Candace says no. See, there's no judgment here. The whole idea of the Great American Smokeout was to quit for one day and see if you could continue to quit. Kendra says yes, sadly. See what we could do, Kendra. One day at a time, girl. John says never. Lots of yeses and nos and nopes and yays. And to Mandy, yes, but I would like to quit. Mandy, there are ways out there. There are ways out there. Try them all, okay? But you guys were great on Facebook yesterday. We'll come up with another post today. I don't know what, but stay with us.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV. Jimmy Fallon talks about CVS. They're closing 900 stores.
94KX.
CVS announced that it will close 900 stores over the next 3 years. Right now, JCPenney is like, wait, how did we make it through the pandemic and you guys didn't? Sounds like a lot of closings, but all 900 of those CVS stores were on the same block.
WQKX. 94KX.
All right. I just talked about my daughter. I'm excited. I'm going to visit her. She's lived in Baltimore for a couple of years now. She just moved. I'm going to see her new flat. It should be exciting. She works for Mount Washington Children's Hospital, and I won't see her for Thanksgiving. I won't see any of my family for Thanksgiving. I never do for some reason because radio's busy, and I get it. We have to do the Black Friday stuff and all that. It's okay, but I will be in good company at Thanksgiving. I got a wonderful invite. A wonderful family in a brand new house in Sealands Grove. So that should be pretty cool. A survey asked what celebrity you'd like to have Thanksgiving with. The Rock finished number one. Dwayne Johnson, the guy who wants to be the new 007, as you heard Mark say. Yeah, The Rock is number one, followed by Will Smith, Lady Gaga, and Betty White. I just thought that was great. I would love to have Betty White over my house. She's so cool. Tom Hanks is up there. Rita Wilson. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. You see what I'm doing here? There's a theme. Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson. This is couples coming over your house now. Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell. Love those two. They've lived together for like 100 years without ever getting married, and they pulled it off. They are heroes to me, mentors. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, right up there. Beyonce and Jay-Z. Okay, now, look who finishes next on the list. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Shouldn't that just be Jennifer Lopez and the flavor of the week? I'm just throwing it out there.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy on the way. I don't know if it's funny or not, but a wedding photographer has posted the three things she has seen that you shouldn't do at your wedding because it means your marriage is doomed.
The first indicator is one of the spouses will take like more than 3 family photos without the other spouse.
Well, that could be... Yeah. And then remember the Gorilla Glue girl, the girl that put the glue in her hair and then went viral? She's got a new record out.
My hair. It don't move.
Yeah, it drops today.
It don't move,
and it's my hair. It don't move my hair.
94KX Viral Comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Who knows weddings better than a wedding planner? Well, maybe a wedding photographer. An Arkansas woman who owns her own business has gone viral with a video about the 3 things that will doom your marriage that will be evident at your wedding.
The first indicator is one of the spouses will take like more than 3 family photos without the other spouse.
Oops.
The second indicator is the bridesmaids or the groomsmen will avoid talking about the spouse when they're getting ready or doing toast or anything. And the last indicator is one of the spouses will spend more time with friends or family at the reception rather than their spouse.
Now, I disagree with number 3 because I'm Irish. Okay, let's move on to viral cut number 2. Remember that girl that put Gorilla Glue in her hair and it went viral because her hair basically froze? Record companies got a hold of that and she's got a new rap song.
My hair, it don't move. My hair, it don't move. My hair,
come on.
It don't move.
You could probably guess the name of it. My hair, it don't move. My hair. This isn't a joke, friends. The song drops later today. It'll be available for upload for anybody crazy enough to upload it.
Viral Comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, more chicken for the choosing from McDonald's.
You can be a McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich winner right now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another.
This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl, what are you doing?
I'm listening to 94KX.
Well, I guess that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
Well, thank you for listening so much. For you, more chicken to choose from McDonald's. Crispy, spicy, or deluxe. Your choice. Just for listening to Morgan in the Morning. How about that, huh?
That's great. Thank you.
It could only be one thing better, and that would be for me like to swing by, pick it up, and drop it off on your porch. You know? I mean, where's your porch? Where do you live?
Sunbury.
See, I could do that. It's just across the river. It would be no problem at all.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow. I might switch my plans for Thanksgiving.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. You're going to bed. You got a headache. You take an ibuprofen. Oops. Wait a minute. I accidentally swallowed my Apple AirPod. What?
I needed ibuprofen 800 and put it in my left earbud in the other, and I went to go put it in here, and I like threw something back and took my water bottle, took a sip, and then realized it wasn't ibuprofen.
Oh my God! First of all, stop. Just stop. First of all, when you're holding medicine in one hand, safe rule: don't be holding anything in the other hand. Let alone something that looks like your medicine. Oh, by the way, that video was posted a few days ago. She has since passed her problem. Her problem is past her. You know what I mean, right?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob, the sports center. Yeah, Bryce Harper has got the sports. And the weekend AccuWeather is on the way. You just heard the news. Coming up, the good news. Having a baby is just the greatest thing in the world. Unless, of course, it's on your wedding day.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Yeah, a wedding ceremony inside the delivery room. And you heard Mark talk about it. Hall of Fame for the Shikellamy Marching Braves. That's a great way to lead into a Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
A Boston couple got married in the hospital, officiated by a doctor, just before their baby was born. This isn't the ultimate scenario, but it's okay. The director of nursing explains.
For them, it was important that they were going to be having a wedding prior to the birth of their child. So it was a very upsetting time for the family, for the couple. But then when the nurse heard that they really were intending to be married that day, she said, you know, wait a minute, because, you know, we've done this before. Her father brought the dress to the hospital, brought the suit for her fiancé, and they actually had, you know, a real ceremony in the labor room.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
How about that? That's good news. And more good news for the Shikellamy Marching Braves. Monday, we told you they were state champions, and now they've got a Hall of Famer and a former employee of Sunbury Broadcasting, Dwayne Dwyer, who plans all that marching. He's a former drill designer, and now he's in the Hall of Fame.
I just facilitate the visual program for thousands of kids to do, and that's basically it. It's the kids that achieve what I write.
Wow. Dwayne, you're right up there with Denny Schneider. Shikellamy High School in Sunbury now has two Hall of Famers when it comes to marching band, and that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
More late night TV with Jimmy Fallon. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, wants to be the next James Bond.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX. Hey, this is fun. In a recent interview, Dwayne Johnson said that he wants to be the next James Bond. You'll know that he's been cast when they announce the next Bond villain is Carbs.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
What do you need?
Can we hear It's Tricky by Run DMC?
It's Tricky. What's so tricky about today? What's going on in your life?
Absolutely nothing.
So you want something tricky. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just because.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Sunbury.
Are you at work?
On our way.
All right. On the way to work, let's get tricky with Run DMC. Very cool. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You too.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yeah, and go. We'll take a go at it on a Flashback Friday without Lynn Hall. She's got the day off. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays like we always do. Savion Glover is 48 today. Your kids might see him on Sesame Street. He was a lot of happy feet in those movies. Quite the dancer, Savion Glover. Jodie Foster is 59 today. Meg Ryan is 60. Do we have that scene from When Harry Met Sally? What do you mean we're not allowed to play it on the radio? What? You have to have the visual? Really? All right, whatever. Matt Sorum, Guns N' Roses drummer, 61 years old today. You know, drummers don't get enough credit. I know you drummers that are listening to me right now say amen, you know? But, like, you look at all the famous bands in the world. Name their drummers. I bet you can't. That would be a cool trivia thing for Facebook some Flashback Friday. Anyway, those are the celebrity birthdays, as we call them. Let's take a look at the locals now in Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday to Allison Nikki from Milton. She's 44. Amanda Kisela from Herndon. Lordy, lordy, Amanda's 40. Amber Bloom from Gratz is 41. Brandy Craw from New Columbia, 49 years old today. Hey, happy birthday to Brian Sosnowski. He is 48. Dakota Paul White from Sunbury, 27. Jamie Joyner from Sealands Grove, 44 years old today. Joanne Boyer from Middleburg, 73. Happy birthday. Wow. Joanne, 73, and still listening to Morgan in the Morning. I love it. Yvette Hummel from Sealands Grove is 51 today. Locally messaged in on the Facebook page. Parker Epley is 12 years old today. He's in the sixth grade at Midwest, and he's on his way to school on his birthday. Hey, if you've got a birthday or you want to, you know, pay tribute to someone, Ford Funline is always open toll-free. You could use Facebook Messenger, email, use the text club, whatever way you want. We'll get them here at about this time. Each and every day at this time, we call them the Birthday Buddies.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
He's wearing his Ghostbusters coat. He's ready to talk. Movie Mike is in the house.
Good morning.
That's a fine collectible jacket you're wearing there.
Yes, thank you. I got this at Spirit Halloween, but I wear it all year round.
Okay. All right. New movies coming up. You got a list in your head, or what are you going to see?
Yeah, well, Ghostbusters Afterlife is the big one today. And then next week, we've got Encanto and House of Gucci. And, you know, right before Thanksgiving, that's when you get that glut of movies.
All right. All right. And we'll be reviewing a film coming up with Movie Mike. Stay with us. Mike, do you remember World Geography song from the Animaniacs in 1993?
Ooh, I remember the Animaniacs.
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
Yakko Warner did them all. Or did he?
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too.
Seems he missed a few. We'll take a look at that coming up next. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. Let's flashback even deeper. Mid-80s, that Minneapolis sound of Ready for the World.
Oh, sailor. Flashback.
We love talking to people who just jump on the radio with us. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Well, I'm better now than I'm talking to you.
Oh, well, thanks, man. What's going on this Flashback Friday?
Well, I know you're a big NXS fan.
Ooh, ooh, yes.
And I am, too, and I have a huge NXS collection, so I thought maybe you should play some NXS this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's play something that you don't hear every day. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Which one are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Suicide Blonde, or do you want to go back deeper? You want to go back way deep?
What all do you have? Do you have early?
Yeah, yeah. How about The One Thing?
Yeah, that's a great song.
All right, man. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah.
How did he know I wasn't an NXS freak? Unless he's been listening to Flashback Friday for a long time. You are the one thing. Shabu Shaba, the name of the album from NXS, going way back by request, and the one thing.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Welcome to a Flashback Friday. Thanks for the calls. Keep them coming. Ford Fun Line open, 1-800-326-94KX. My little brother adopted a dog back in the 80s. We're both huge NXS fans. And the dog's name was Sheba. And he changed the dog's name to Shaba. True story. And so we used to say, hey, Shabu Shaba, come here. Anyway, let's flash back to 1993. You do remember the Animaniacs, right?
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
Yakko Warner did that famous song.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica,
where he sang all the nations in the world in under 2 minutes. Now, I wasn't a big Animaniacs fan. Maybe you were. But I just marveled in the production here. Did he really do it all in one take? No mistakes. All the nations of the world in under 2 minutes. Well, it turns out, and this is a cool piece of trivia, that there were a few mistakes. Plus, since 1993, we have several new nations. So this under 2 minute recitation of all the nations of the world has been updated, but it's pretty much the same until the very end.
Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
That's good stuff right there. Flashback.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Movie Mike is in the house, and he's got his review of a fresh new movie.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The Ghostbusters are back, but should you call them? I'll tell you in just a minute. But first, my review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana in Spencer, one of the best films of the year, and she is going to get an Oscar nomination for this.
Wow.
So make sure you show up to the Campus Theater to see Spencer. For showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Ghostbusters Afterlife brings a new approach to the beloved franchise. McKenna Grace and Finn Wolfhard play kids who move into a ramshackle old home in a dead-end Oklahoma town that their mom inherited from her absentee father. After finding some weird objects in the house, they consult with local school teacher Paul Rudd. He informs them that they may have a connection to one of the fabled Ghostbusters who saved New York City back in the 80s. That connection becomes more apparent as paranormal activity inexplicably grows in the town. Ghostbusters Afterlife is only partially a comedy. There are several scenes of hilarious supernatural silliness, one involving a Slimer-like apparition and another featuring mini Stay Puft Marshmallow Men. The rest of the movie has a more mysterious Stranger Things kind of tone. The story is slow to get going, and the way it shifts back and forth between the two tones isn't always smooth. Beyond that, though, there's plenty of fun to be had. Ghostbusters Afterlife brings back some familiar faces and concepts, tying itself to the 1984 classic in meaningful ways. It's funny and exciting, and the manner in which it honors the legacy of the late, great Harold Ramis adds a layer of emotion. Nothing could ever match the original, but this is an enjoyable modern-day take on Ghostbusters that I really liked. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Ecto-1s.
Ecto-1s. Ecto-coolers are back!
I know, and those are delicious. My son and I literally ordered a case of it off of Amazon.
Well, it's out again, so get on Amazon today, all right?
We might, yeah.
Movie Mike, before you go, what's your favorite side dish at Thanksgiving?
Potato chips.
What the heck do you eat at Thanksgiving? What, are you sitting in a movie theater and eating potato chips or what?
Yeah, that's about it, yeah. Can I say mac and cheese?
Yeah, let's okay. Go with that because, I don't think potato chips are a side dish. I think they're a snack. Anyway, all right, we'll do the side dish share without Movie Mike with Wise Markets coming up.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've still got plenty of late night TV. Seth Meyers gives his take on what the heck is going on in the NFL. Tom's top list and more coming up on a Flashback Friday.
The NFL announced that it will heighten its coronavirus protocols amid rising cases across the country. Starting this weekend, Aaron Rodgers will be forced to attend the huddle via Zoom. New York Jets quarterback Joe Flacco announced that he is not vaccinated against the coronavirus and said that he, quote, has his reasons. I mean, he's a backup quarterback on the Jets. I assume his reason is that he's ready to die.
Good morning.
It's Flashback Friday.
This doesn't get old.
On 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
No, it's
Tom's
not.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started because you might be traveling for Thanksgiving. If you're getting on an airplane, believe it or not, no one will tell you this but me. There are 4 things you shouldn't be ingesting. Number 4, coffee. Coffee can make you dehydrated, and you're already in a very dry environment on the plane. Watch for that diuretic effect. Yikes! That diuretic? Yeah. Watch for that. Number 3 is alcohol. All right, they're serving it on the planes again, but it's a bad thing. Alcohol has a different effect on your body in the air than on the ground. You get drunk quicker. Remember that. Carbonated beverages, not real good getting all bloated and gassy in an airplane, just saying. And finally, salted foods. It's common for people to get dehydrated on planes, so don't eat anything salty. Oh, wait, they're still passing out those peanuts. What the heck are they doing to us?
WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
When everybody thinks Thanksgiving, they think food. But what if you make all that food and you don't have any way of presenting it? We're going to help out coming up next.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Keeping it real, Flashback Friday, Morgan in the Morning. I'm watching a video right now, and this upcoming star is amazing. Her name is Sam Tyler. She works here, and she likes to shop community aid. And when Sam shops, Sam saves. Her latest video would be something that you might not expect. Everybody thinks food at Thanksgiving, but where's the presentation if you don't have everything from utensils to serving plates to tablecloths? Thanksgiving is just like fancy food on any other day. So you gotta make it look special. Make it real. Oh, now she's going for baked dishes. Okay, check out Sam Shopping at Community Aid right now or go to Facebook. And you can see Sam shopping at Community Aid just in time for Thanksgiving. You go, girl.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Our parting shot to close the show.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Our parting shot this morning before we give way to Chad Evans, who's on the way next. If you heard it earlier this morning, we just have to air it again. Remember that silly, stupid woman who put Gorilla Glue in her hair and then it went viral because her hair hardened up? Yeah, she's dropping a new hit today.
My hair, it don't move, it don't move. My hair, it don't move, it don't move. My hair.
She's going by Gorilla Glue Girl, and the song's called my hair, it don't move, it don't move, my hair, my hair. Coming out of a Flashback Friday, if you like the older music better than some of the newer music that's out, after hearing this, you may be right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.